listening to WWBC Cocoa and Red Island, W234 BI Cocoa and Beer, W264 AS Melbourne and Bay. It's time for love.
And the warriors in the house tonight that made it, clap your hands right now.
Inside of me and greater is he that is in me.
Listen to this.
Sing, John.
The great one restores. The great one needs more than all this world can ever be.
The great one.
Hallelujah. WBBC, Charles of Charles Gospel Ministries this morning. Let us go into prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Given us this day our daily bread, and forgiven us our trespasses as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but you deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another rendition of the Charles of Charles Gospel Ministries this morning. We've got Lady Becky on hand, and also Little Amanda this morning. I want to say God bless each and every one of you individually listening by way of radio this morning. Wine is this morning. Oh, happy day. Good morning, Brother Randy, this morning. What about it, Brother Nick?
When Jesus walked,
breathing that above the ground.
Oh, happy.
Aquinas this morning, right here on the Charles Gospel Ministries this morning. Right about now, we got another powerhouse for you. Right here. That's Troy Ramp.
Run away from the pain inside. simple song, y'all. When the troubles seem like they just won't go away, friends let you down, things get bounced around. Here's a little lullaby we like to sing, and it goes a little like this. Come on, listen.
this morning. It's about time now for Jesus. To say a few syllables about our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, for a long time, Satan been rapidly running up under land.
Bring back you all to let you know about our sponsor.
Good morning. We are brought to you in part by Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Freddy's is located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island, Florida. Freddy can do your paint work, body work. He also has a barbecue spot, Freddy's Red Wagon. It is located at 2525 North Courtney Parkway. Go and get your meal, get your dinner. And you will be glad you did. To contact Brother Freddy Randolph, contact him at 321-453-6316. We're also brought to you in part by Riverview Memorial Gardens. Riverview Memorial Gardens is a place where quality is a must. They specialize in burials, plots, granite, memorials, and benches, cremations. For more information, contact Duncan McKenzie at 321-632-9050. It is located 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard, Cocoa, Florida. We're also brought to you in part by Stone's Funeral Home, the home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind. Stone's has two locations to serve you. Melbourne, Florida, 2400 Stone Street. Cocoa, Florida, 516 King Street. For more information, contact Sister Jan Stone at 321-636-2344. We're also brought to you in part by Crest Cleaners. Crest Cleaners has several locations to serve you. Cocoa, Merritt Island, Rockledge, Port St. John, Marin, Titusville. They have one-day service if you would like to have them to clean your clothing. They do dry cleaning, laundry, alternation, draperies, suede, and leather cleaning. So take your wedding gowns, if you need it for that day, take it up. They will clean it for you and have it back for you in the same day. For more information, contact Keith at 321-632-1006. We'll be going back into our service with Brother Charles Harris.
What's your name? Gladys. All right. Thank you for listening this morning, Gladys. All right. So you just call us again anytime, and I got a special song for you.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you too, Gladys. Lady Gladys, this book. Mighty clouds of joy, this book. You
doctor let me down. But when I came back to church, and then I got down on my knees, and then I called on Jesus, and I called on Jesus, and then Jesus stopped by and laid his hands on me. The man healed my body, and he whispered in my ear. He said, listen, my child, to now why you were running from here and there, that all you had to do was just go down on your knees and pray. Don't you know if I healed yesterday, today I'm still the same. When trouble comes in your life, call on his name, 'cause I found out he will.
He will provide.
'Cause I learned how to lean on Jesus. I learned how to lean on Jesus. I learned how to lean on Jesus. I need one witness. I need one witness. Somebody that'll show now, lean it on him. Got another thing I wanna tell you. I'm still talking about me. I remember when I thought that I was leaning and depending on him. At the same time, I thought I had a good job. Until one morning, I got up and went to work, and I found out that I didn't have a job no more. I didn't have nobody, didn't have nobody I could lean on. And then I thought about my mother. I went and found my mother. Said, now, mother, job be gone. I need somebody I can lean on. And mother told me, come on, son, lean on me. Started leaning on my mother, and I leaned on her a long time. One day, I went to visit. Mother was sick, y'all. I couldn't lean on mother no more. I didn't have nobody. Didn't have nobody I could lean on. And then I thought about my father. I went and found my father. Said, now, father, mother's sick. Job is gone. I need somebody I can lean on. Father told me, come on, son, and lean on me. Started leaning on my father, and I leaned on him a long time. But in one thing, my father forgot to tell me that one day he had to die.
Y'all got a special invitation to come and go with me to the promised land. Is the source of our power. In the book of Acts 1:8, Jesus promised to send the power of the Holy Spirit to enable us to be his representatives in all the world. Inherent to this provision of the Spirit, the fact that he wants us to live distinguishable lives and to display an honesty of heart in an impure world as evidence of his presence in us. He is the strength of our lives. In Philippians 4:13, Paul wrote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What a great promise. What a great promise. He will strengthen us for all the circumstances, inevitabilities of life. This doesn't mean that we will never know pain or hardship, but that we, by his might, can endure hardship as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. How we do that? Only as we do